On this day, May 25th, 1521, the seed of a future society based on freedom of conscience is planted. What was it? We'll talk about it. Let's get started. On this day, May 25th, 1521, the Diet of Worms ends when Charles V, Holy Roman Emperor, issues the Edict of Worms, declaring Martin Luther an outlaw. Let's tell the story here. The Protestant Reformation began in Germany in the year 1517 through the influence of Martin Luther. Now, the Protestant Reformation was a product of the Renaissance, which went before the Reformation. And one of the principles of the Renaissance was the reviving of ancient learning and emphasizing original intent. Original documents can become corrupted with the passage of time through poor translation and lack of respect for original context. And the Renaissance did a good job of going back to original documents and finding their true meaning. Now, the Reformation, though not perfectly, was a step in the right direction toward understanding original intent in scriptural matters. Now, Luther was a Catholic priest who challenged some of his church's beliefs and practices when he posted his 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church. Now, remember, in those days, church and state were intimately connected. People weren't free to believe what they wished. Church doctrine was enforced by the state. Now, Luther didn't want to leave his church. He wanted to reform it. Now, the Pope would have none of that. He expelled Luther on January 3rd, 1521 for his thesis. Now, 3 months later, on April 17th, Luther was summoned to either renounce or reaffirm his beliefs at the Diet of Worms. Now, Luther was presented with a table filled with copies of his writings and was told to recant their teachings. Well, Luther looked at the table and asked for time to think about his answer, so he was granted an extension. So Luther went back to his room, prayed, he consulted with friends, and then the next day he presented himself before the Diet again. Now Luther was asked again, one more time, if he was willing to retract those writings. And Luther responded by apologizing for the harsh tone of many of his writings, but he said that he could not reject the teachings they contained. And he respectfully but boldly said this: "Unless I am convinced by proofs from Scripture or by plain and clear reasons and arguments, I can and will not retract, for it is neither safe nor wise to do anything against conscience. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." This statement was the seed of a future society based on liberty of conscience. It marked a turning point in European history. Luther not only challenged the church, but civil government as well, by saying it had no authority to enforce a belief, no conversion by the sword, or no maintaining faith by the sword. Luther was asking that truth be revealed by persuasion, not force. Now, he was willing to admit his error if he was presented with evidence and sound reasoning. But the hierarchy of the day had no interest in that. They wanted him to shut up or get in line or else. Then, on this day, May 25th, 1521, the Diet of Worms ends when Charles V, Holy Roman Emperor, issues the Edict of Worms, declaring Martin Luther an outlaw. The Reformation was underway. Now, Luther and his followers dispensed with many practices they felt were contrary to Scripture as they understood it. Luther held that the individual must approach God through Jesus Christ and that no human intermediary was needed. The individual was emerging from the massive, top-down, hierarchical, corporate religious structure. Now, at this time, complete religious freedom didn't begin, but it was a step in that direction. Original intent, individual dignity and responsibility, and freedom of conscience. That's what Luther stood for. This is an ideal that was brought to America and was slowly improved over time. Now, this lesson here is not about Catholicism or anti-Catholicism. Protestants shouldn't be too proud here because they have been just as oppressive as Catholics at times with regards to their religious faith. The point is, again, freedom of conscience is the point. This is an ideal that was brought to America and was slowly improved over time. Americans now enjoy complete liberty of conscience. The individual has rights, and Americans are sticklers over original intent when it comes to their laws and constitutions. That's a heritage we got from men like Martin Luther, a heritage the goal of which is to eliminate tyrannical, usurping overlords in both political and religious spheres. Martin Luther made a statement one day that, to me, is one of the greatest descriptions of what Christianity should be. And this is what he said. We receive Christ not only as a gift by faith, but also as an example of love toward our neighbor, whom we are to serve as Christ serves us. Faith brings and gives Christ to you with all his possessions. Love gives you to your neighbor with all your possessions. These two things constitute a true and complete Christian life. Then follow suffering and persecution for such faith and love, and out of these grows hope and patience. That's the true and complete Christian life, according to Luther, and I like that. Faith, love, service, and giving. No force required. This kind of Christianity may suffer from time to time, however, for we learn that on this day, May 25th, 1521, the Diet of Worms issues the Edict of Worms, declaring Martin Luther an outlaw. But even Christ himself served humanity and was declared an outlaw. But love triumphs over the sword ultimately. Love wins.